No, because the fact is that most extremists do not conduct research. They specialize in criticism. Extreme believers? No, because they are usually not interested in conducting rigorous scientific studies. Of course, we need not suppose that everyone is unhappy with this state of affairs. It retards the advance of Psi to the forefront of evidence against materialism. Psi within a science framework. Parapsychology is not a misguided search for bizarre mysteries or a thinly veiled religious search for the soul. Instead, Psi research is the study of an ancient and still completely unresolved question. Is the mind causal or is it caused? Are we zombies with nothing inside, or are we self-motivated creatures free to exercise our wills? Dean Radin, The Conscious Universe. Psi must find its place within an evidence-based paradigm of physics, psychology, and neuroscience. However, working out and testing a hypothesis for Psi faces some obstacles in a materialist environment. Consider the fate of the placebo effect, for example. Although the effect is established beyond reasonable doubt in medicine, it is treated as either a mystery or a confounding nuisance. The reason is clear. In materialist science, a valid hypothesis of the placebo effect must explain away either its existence or its efficacy. So also with Psi. An acceptable hypothesis examines the evidence in order to eliminate Psi as a real effect. The study of Psi should resemble exobiology, the study of extraterrestrial life forms, a study without a subject. Except that one day exobiology may have a subject, but Psi never. Radin has suggested a relationship between Psi and quantum entanglement that may generate testable hypotheses, though with some important qualifications. An adequate theory of Psi, he says, will almost certainly not be quantum theory as it is presently understood. Instead, existing quantum theory will ultimately be seen as a special case of how non-living matter behaves under certain circumstances. Living systems may require an altogether new theory. Quantum theory says nothing about higher-level concepts such as meaning and purpose, yet real-world raw Psi phenomena seem to be intimately related to these concepts. In his view, science slowly lost its mind as a result of the separation of mind and matter that began about 3 centuries ago.